Today, we will talk about a well-known dancer, Isadora Duncan. Angela Isadora Duncan was born in San Francisco, California in 1877. She was the youngest of four children. Her parents' marriage ended in divorce when Isadora was 3 years old. Isadora and her brothers and sister were raised by their mother, Mary. Mary Duncan taught her children about music, dancing, the theater, and literature. Young Isadora believed this was all the education she needed. She did not attend school for very long. She said it restricted her from dancing and thinking about the arts. Isadora wanted to make dancing her life's work, and she wanted to live by her own rules, not what other people thought was right or wrong. The kind of dancing Isadora wanted to do was new and different from other dances at the time. She thought dancing should be an art, not just entertainment. Isadora Duncan did not like ballet. She said that ballet dancers had too many rules to follow about how they should stand and bend and move. She said ballet was ugly and against nature. She wanted her modern dance style to be free and natural. Isadora liked to move her arms and legs in very smooth motions. She said this was like waves in the ocean, or trees swaying in the wind. Isadora spent most of her teenage years in the San Francisco area. She continued to teach dancing classes, mostly to young girls. She also visited local libraries to read the works of Shakespeare and to study about the ancient Greeks.